My name is Nick Droy, and I work in Azure Media Services. And this afternoon, we're going to look at one of the features we've recently released called Dynamic Packaging. It's a pretty simple feature. What it does is allows you to reuse your already encoded content and bring it to various streaming formats without having to repackage it to those streaming formats. So it can read from MP4 files or smooth files, and from those files, it can create either smooth streaming or HLS streaming, and you still have available, if your source was MP4, MP4 progressive download. So today we'll talk a little bit more about the feature, we'll look at some code that builds it out, and we're going to go from there. Let's have a look at some of the concepts behind dynamic packaging. On my blog here, there's a post called Dynamic Packaging and Encoding and Streaming Reserved Units. If we scroll down a little bit, there's this diagram here. This is the classic way of producing assets. You'll start with a mezzanine file here, you'll encode that to multi-bit rate, and from that you'll have to repackage it to, again, a multi-bit rate HLS asset in order to reach the HLS protocol for iOS or Android, or you'll have to repackage it into a smooth asset to reach a smooth protocol, perhaps Xbox, Windows 8, Silverlight, and other technologies. When you use dynamic packaging, you again go from your source to your encode. But here you create a multi-bitrate asset, and the server dynamically creates those output protocols that you need. By doing this, you don't have to build the intermediate assets that are specific to a protocol. That'll save you both time and packaging, and it'll save you money. To use dynamic packaging, you're going to need a streaming reserved unit. You can purchase one of these via the Scale tab of your media service in the Azure Management Portal. You can see here that I have one unit of on-demand streaming. That's going to enable dynamic packaging. Once you've provisioned an on-demand origin streaming unit, the next thing you have to do is have content for which you can stream. The best way to do that is to use the Windows Azure Media Encoder to create either a multi-bitrate MP4 or a multi-bitrate smooth file. Here we'll walk you through some basic code for creating that. We're going to create a simple console application. I'm just going to take the default here. Once we have it, we're going to add some references via NuGet. So we'll look for Windows Azure Media Services. Install it. Accept the various licensing. And we should be ready to go. First thing we'll do is get some basic code that'll fill out the structure of our program. So here again, it's a console.net app. You do have to set the project settings for the full .NET framework, so if you have a previous version of Visual Studio, you might be sent to the client profile. Make sure to change that. We've already used NuGet in order to install Azure Media Services, and you're going to need a few using statements. First one is the assembly itself. So let's walk through the code. First thing we're going to do is get a new media context. Provide your credentials from the management page, that's the name, as well as the key that can be found in the bottom of the key management page. And that'll give us a context. From the context, we're going to create and upload a file. Then we're going to encode to multi-bitrate MP4. And after that, we're going to take the output media asset and get ourselves some streaming URLs, both a SAS locator type and an on-demand origin locator type. We'll be able to reuse the smooth streaming URL to also create an HLS streaming URL. Finally, our application will just output these various streaming URLs to the screen and wait for user input. So let's go ahead and create that first function, create asset and upload file. It's going to be pretty simple. And you can find actually exactly this code on my blog. What we're going to do is grab an input file path, get an asset name from the file name, create that new asset, create an asset file to go with it, hook on an upload progress change handler, upload the file itself, adjust the MIME type, and then we're ready to go. We return the input asset ID. Now that our asset is in the system via the upload, we're able to run a job with it. The job that we're going to run is encoding to a multi-bitrate MP4. Let's have a look at what that code looks like. The first thing we do is find that input asset that we passed in as an ID. Then we choose an encoding preset. These are available in our MSDN docs. Once we have the preset and the asset, we have to create a job. Here we're going to just call it encoding the file name to the preset. In order to create a task in that job, we need a media processor. Here we're going to get the latest WAMI media processor using order by the WAMI version. Once we have the latest encoder, we add that to a new task called encoding with a processor and the preset. To that task, we add the input asset and create a new output asset. We hook on the state changed handler, do a submit, and wait on the job. So now that we have both the asset and a job created, we're going to try to create some streaming URLs with those using locators. Here the job object is returned and we use its outputs in order to find the MP4 asset that we've created. In the function getDynamicStreamingURL, we're passing that MP4 asset ID and asking in this case for a SAS locator type. Let's create that function getDynamicStreamingURL. Pretty simple function. It creates an access policy, and then based on the locator type requested, builds out that locator. In the case of an on-demand origin, it's going to look for a file that finishes with ISM, then concatenate the locator path with the asset file name /manifest. That'll give you a smooth manifest. In the case of SAS, it's going to look for the MP4 files, order them by file size, get the last one, which will be the largest file, and then we'll build a SAS locator using a URI builder. Now that we have all the functions for this code, we'll let it run. So the first thing we'll do, we'll upload all the files. It's a pretty small file, should go quickly. After that, it'll kick off a job, and since I have an encoding reserved unit, that job should start almost right away. Let's go have a look in the management portal, see what we have there. So now we see that we have a processing job. It'll encode for a few minutes, and then we'll have a look at those output URLs. So the encoding is just finishing up, and then it should produce the various output URLs. See them come to screen here. The first one is that SAS URL. It has a very typical container name, the file name, and then the shared access signature here at the end. And the smooth URL is as I described it. We have the .ism /manifest. And for HLS, it's the exact same URL, except you have this format M3U8 Apple. In all cases, we're sourcing from these MP4 files, either the 1900 bitrate one or the others. Let's have a look at the smooth. Put that into the test player here. And have a look at the output. So this is sourcing from MP4 and going straight to smooth. We can also reuse that same URL, but this time with format equals Apple at the end, and have a look at the Apple manifest. So this is a typical HLS manifest for HLS version 4. It has the various resolutions here that we encoded to, as well as the audio track. We can also use that progressive download SAS locator in order to play in HTML5, or just put it straight in the browser, in which case the MIME type should be picked up by the operating system and kicked over to the default player. So let's quickly review. We created code to upload a source file and then encode it to a multi-bitrate MP4. We then created an origin streaming locator so that we could go to the HLS protocol and the smooth protocol. Not shown on this diagram is we also created a shared access signature, which allowed us to go directly from storage and out past the origin to any device that can read progressive download file. Now, a little earlier I mentioned that you might want to bring your own content to the platform. When you do that, you'll want to be able to build these .ism files. Let me just take a minute or two to explain that. You have to list every file in your asset. If you only had a single file, you can still produce HLS or smooth, though you're not going to get the advantage of adaptive bitrate, which will switch between the bitrates based on network conditions and how well you're doing at rendering that particular file. In the case of a multi-bitrate file, you'll have to list all of your different video sources, as well as one or more audio sources if you have multiple languages. The key in this ISM file is to have this header element that says the format of these input files is indeed MP4. You won't need this if your content is smooth and you're just going from smooth to smooth or smooth to HLS. That's the native sourcing format for our server. However, if the content is MP4, you do have to indicate it here with this formats tag, whether you are multi-bitrate or just a single file. So that's it for dynamic packaging. It's a pretty simple feature to use. All you have to have is those sources in the right format, get yourself an origin locator, and you're ready to go for both smooth and HLS. And if your source file is MP4, just get a SAS and you're ready to go for progressive download to hit HTML5. With this technology, you can hit many, many different client types out there, and it allows you to do so at the lowest cost possible. If you have any questions, find us on our forum, the Azure Media Services forum via MSDN, or from the Azure site, there is a community page under the Features tab.